All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our Midweek Minute for Wednesday, April 10th. So, Andy.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Should I start with sweet or tart?
Tart.
Tart first.
Absolutely tart.
All right, so I got to go.
I'm not sure that a Guinness stout counts as tart, but
well,
bitter maybe? You
know, bitter.
Bitter, yeah. I would definitely save the sweet for last.
Yes.
Get that
the dessert.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a reason dessert comes last, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hard pour.
Although I will say, yeah, from what I had learned about the science of beer drinking, yeah, should go bitter last because it, you know, bitter can mess up your taste buds. But in all honesty, if you're having a sweet beer, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
That'll
cut through. Because I got a French Toast Imperial
ale over here.
It'll cut through whatever is coated in my mouth.
That'll make it through your taste buds, no matter how you've killed them.
That's right.
That's the magic of the French Toast Imperial Stout.
Yeah, what are you drinking over there in your fancy glass?
I'm having San Pellegrino.
Is that sparkling water?
It is sparkling mineral water.
What exactly? Why? What's the appeal of sparkling water?
Well, there's the sparkle. the San Pellegrino is just because it's mineral water, so it's got some, mm-hmm. It's got some stuff that you can use, and it has a little bit of flavor. Like you were doing your mm-hmm. aqua month, you mm-hmm. could have had San Pellegrino. It's got flavor to it.
I just don't like the bubbles.
Well, to each their own.
I
thought you were like a religious soda drinker for a while.
I was.
And you don't like the bubbles.
Yeah, I don't. I get it all.
You are an enigma, Pat. You're an enigma. You're an onion parfait.
I'm like Ted Lasso when he drinks some sparkling water. What I'm not expecting.
The discussion.
With the soda, you expect it.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah.
But with water, if it's clearly labeled on the bottle.
It seems like it's water that's gone bad somehow.
No, quite the opposite. It's water that's gone good.
No, because this beer
is water
that's going good.
In many ways. I won't argue with you there.
So, yes, this is our Midweek Minute where we talk about news and purvus.
Mm.
I saw two new purvus.
Did you?
Did you see any purvus?
Joker.
Adieu. Yes. All right, so do you want to start with that?
I'm pretty sure the English is the folly of ducks. So, can't wait for that.
Well, isn't that what they call a group of ducks, a folly?
Mm. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
I've
heard it's actually a group of ducks is called a massacre of ducks.
Is it?
Or is it a gang war of ducks? I can't remember.
Mm. A thriller of ducks.
A thriller of ducks. A serial killer of ducks.
Yes.
I just love to make these up.
All right, before we get into folly adieu.
Yeah.
The other one I watched was Fly Me to the Moon.
I watched that too.
Those
were the only new ones that showed up. Yeah. I went on the news sites looking for. Occasionally, they have like these sort of throw off articles that say, "Hey, there's this going on, and you can catch a trailer." But apparently, CinemaCon just went on.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, and so there were 100 articles about all the movies that are being released that were teased at CinemaCon, but none of those teasers or trailers are online yet.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of
that means
like,
we're going to get an avalanche of them.
Yes, there's a ton of stuff. I was looking for stuff.
Well, I figured that Fly Me to the Moon would be right up your alley. It's like it's a little bit of
goofiness.
Plus, it's got some
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, conspiracy theory. That's what I was looking for. Fake moon landings and such.
Well, I found that to be clever as an explanation for why there is such a pervasive conspiracy theory.
Right. Just in case.
Yeah. They did actually do one. They did, like in this, obviously the premise is they made it to the moon.
Yeah.
But just in case they didn't,
they
did a fake moon landing, and that's what has leaked out and everybody kind of has an idea about. Yeah. Or there's a very good possibility, because they didn't show this in the trailer, that it does fail. And so they did show the fake moon landing.
Yeah, I don't think it's that kind of a movie, though.
No, I think it's just a straight comedy.
I think it's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They got to get a handsome guy to play Channing Tatum.
Well, that's what, that bit, that bit, I think it would have been funnier if he was just like, because Channing Tatum is the actual, supposed to be the guy, and he's like, I flew 52 missions in in Vietnam or something like that, and the actor immediately like picks up and tries to do that. I flew 52 missions in Vietnam. He's like, how was that? And Channing Tatum was like, what? But he should have been like, well, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you make a better me than me.
Yeah, you're doing a darn fine job of being me.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that was a bit more funny, but.
So the big question I have: do we see Scarlett Johansson's body double in this particular movie?
I don't think so. I don't think she's portraying that sort of a character.
No.
She seems pretty buttoned up.
Oh, literally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's a professional.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a media person.
Yeah.
I can't remember the term for it, but somebody who you know makes you look good on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
A public relations person,
PR person.
Yeah, PR, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
It did a nice.
This has got Jim Rash in it.
Oh, the great Jim Rash.
You know who Jim Rash is, right?
I'm sure once you tell me who he is, I will remember
who he
is.
He's the dean from Community.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. He plays the director of the little film.
I knew he should have gotten cue work.
I'm like, I don't know who that is, but I feel scratchy. So.
Yeah. So.
It did a really fine job as a trailer because I think I'd heard about this or read about it or seen it, and I had absolutely zero interest.
Yeah.
In it. Now you watch the trailer.
2%.
It's gone up to maybe 20%. Maybe.
Interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is it streaming?
When Xander's like, hey, can we go see Fly Me to the Moon? Because that's the only new thing out. I'll be like, sure.
It can't possibly be the only new thing out. It's a midsummer movie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It says expected July 12th.
You can't be sure. Hmm. You just can't be sure. I frequently kind of enjoy the movies that Xander drags me to. He just goes because he
off
wants...
the walls.
Well, just whatever. Like, we went and saw Dog with Channing Tatum, which is a movie about
where he's got to transport the dog.
The dog, yeah. It's a military dog.
Yeah.
It apparently has PTSD.
Yeah, as it's going to be put down, you know.
Well, no. Actually, it didn't. Didn't end up. It had a happy ending and all that.
Yeah.
But...
Well, Channing Tatum's I wish he'd gotten his chance to be the Gambit.
Gambit, yeah.
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 Tits so shite, bro.
If there's still a lot of this multiverse bullshart going on, he will get his chance.
He could show up in the Deadpool Wolverine
that's
movie.
I'm expecting it. I would be surprised if he doesn't show up.
That's how they get you now.
And I'm just going to stand up with my monster mug and go, bullshart! This is bullshart!
This shit is not tight, bro!
This shit is loose, bro. Shit's so loose.
All right, so yeah, that looks like a decent movie, which would probably be fun to watch, as opposed to the other purview, which will definitely not be fun to watch.
Yeah, The Folly of Ducks.
Yes, which is... all right.
Hard to know what to make of it in all
It's
honesty.
Hard to know, because... Like, he's walking, and it almost seems like she's an inmate in this place as well.
Right,
so, right there, it's not my Harley.
Yeah.
But maybe she's
already off the rails as far as being in any way related to the Joker and Harley that we know, so.
Yes.
They can do whatever they want to.
Yeah, no music. They're not showing any of the musical numbers in this purview?
No, it started when they're walking him into the yard, and they have their colored umbrellas, and they're... I don't know what it was that was playing. I don't think it was Singing in the Rain, but it was something of that nature.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
So,
yes.
And then, what is it with these creative people that they're like, let's do a musical? Everything's got to be a musical at some point.
Well, I could understand. I mean, this could be.
But can you though? Can you really?
Who are we joking?
You are.
We'll
you
go
are
see
in
this.
That regard,
you know we'll go see
you're
this.
A more understanding man than I.
We'll go see this.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm forced to do things, you know, that I really don't want to do. But you know, when is this supposed to come out? In the summer?
This fall.
Oh, in the fall.
October.
I mean, the only reason I will potentially go to see a lot of this stuff is because there will be nothing else playing.
Yeah.
And I don't really like that, but...
Let me see what the release calendar is.
You know
is.
Me. I got to have my monster mug.
Yeah. I get it. Release calendar...
This is Xander and my thing. My oldest... This is our thing. We go to the movie every weekend. They know us at the Cinema Cafe.
Yeah.
Mm. The bartender knows me. I go in there, and I sit down, and she's like, "Your monster mug is Shock Top."
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It says in the purview that it's supposed to be October 10th.
October 10th, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a horror film.
And the both of them. Yeah, it's dead in the middle of Monstover.
Monstover. They're trying to pick up the the horror crowd, the Halloween crowd.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to make that movie. I've got too much UB Halloween to watch.
That is absolutely what we need to be watching.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad that they're doing it in October because there will be horror movies to go see, so I can completely avoid that.
There's horror movies all the time, though. That's the problem.
Not really. Not really.
10/4/24, not October 10th.
I mean, you are right. Oh, 10/4, so it's, in the beginning.
Yeah.
You're right, The Omen's out now.
Yeah,
which I don't really have much interest in seeing. But.
Isn't there that Sydney Sweeney pregnancy one as well?
No, I don't know that one.
Some nun prison?
Oh, yeah, one? Yeah, I think there is. Well, no, I mean, I'm getting confused because The Omen has nuns in it, too.
Yeah.
It's a very nun-heavy, horror April.
I'm going to go to Cinema Cafe website and see.
I was interested,
we're going to do this.
I was interested to see that one Imaginary. Do you remember we watched that trailer
a
while
back? With the dog.
With the little teddy bear.
Yeah. Bear. Yeah.
Well, God knows what he is. When he pops up, I'm assuming he's a bear thing, but...
Early access screenings for The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to go see this?
I think we probably will because I figure you and I will go see Monkey Man.
Yes.
And
we will.
My son is very busy on Saturday. He's got a job at the amphitheater.
Okay.
Checking tickets. So he gets training on Saturday, and then he has a cast party in the afternoon. So he'll be busy all day. So I figured we'll probably end up going to see Monkey Man. And then Sunday, of course, he will insist on going to see a movie.
And you will go see...
Probably The Gentlemanly Affair.
Yeah, that's on the 13th.
Yeah. But we'll see. He may insist on going to see Monkey Man, in which case I will have two Monkey Mans.
Well, depending on how Monkey Man 1 goes,
you may be like, can't wait to go see some more Monkey Man.
All right, so as of right now, here are the movies that are out. Monkey Man, The First Omen,
mm-hmm.
Godzilla, Kong. Leaving the X out.
Godzilla X, Kong.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
You got to do the...
All those persnickety folks who think they know how it's supposed to be, they can suck it. It's Godzilla X Kong.
Ghostbusters.
You haven't seen that yet.
I have not seen that yet. Immaculate. That's the Sydney Sweeney one.
Yeah.
Imaginary.
I'll tell you, the Ghostbusters got panned royally. Mm. I liked it.
If you want to go see it,
I'll go see it again with you.
I'll have to
go. I thought it was good. It was funny because it
let's see if it's playing this weekend, that's the thing.
Well, it had a big... It did reasonably well last week, and there were a couple of new movies that came out, and it did better than them. It did better than The Omen, I think. I think that was one of the little articles I read.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Well, one's a new movie, and one's been out for 3 weeks.
But. So here's the scariest movie that's out right now. The horrorist, horrorist movie. Dune Part 2.
Dune Part 2. That is scary.
Scary.
You know why? Dusty. dusty. Yes. Nothing's more terrifying than dust.
So there's a, Civil War. Like, I'm still not sure why anybody wants to go see that movie.
I'm not sure anybody does want to go see it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
One of the articles I thought was funny. No, actually, it wasn't one of the articles on the nerd site. It was on the YouTube site, but it was like, leftists losing it. Civil War, not woke. And I was like, okay. I have no idea what that means.
You can get angry about anything.
Yeah. I'm not interested in... Well, once again, the titles on YouTube, you can't really tell what actually is going on.
Yes.
So, but I was like, oh, it's not woke. That's a bit of a surprise.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm still not interested in seeing it.
The scariest movie that's coming out this weekend, Shrek 2, the 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Why do we need a 20th anniversary showing of Shrek 2.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we could go see a bad movie or an angry movie.
Yeah.
But I could also go see I could go see Ghostbusters on my own.
That's
it
true.
Looks like I'm going to be down in Boone by myself on Thursday.
Oh, it was a good time. Good time to go see a Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
When?
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because you put this out on Wednesday, so we're still time accurate. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So I will be. I will be.
Looking to do something.
I might be busting some ghosts. my son's not quite sure if he's going to go or not. He
was going to go with you to Boone?
He was going to go down, but he went up to see the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And
burned his eyeballs all out, huh? Damn, that's a shame, man.
No, he had a bad travel experience. Like, lots of time in cars, and flying home from New York was just a pain, and like, he was 10 minutes late getting to the airport, and a flight left without him.
Oh, wow.
So he got rerouted through Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and delays, and so he was supposed to be home at, like, noon. Didn't get home until, like, 8:30 last night.
Ah, wow.
So he was like, I don't think I've had it in me. Pansy.
Who can blame you?
I can blame him.
Man, 10 minutes late to the airport?
Well, you know, he, like...
Like 10 minutes... Like, he wasn't... The normal 2 hours early, like you're supposed to be, right?
Right, like
he showed up right before it left.
Yeah, but he made it through security and all that stuff. And if they left like 10 minutes early, that's the problem.
Oh, they're not supposed to do that.
I don't know. I mean, he had checked in and all that, so he had gotten through security and got to the gate with like the 10 minutes where they're supposed to be like last call. Nobody, like, we're closing the doors, but the plane had already left. So
he's like, what happened? Like, I'm here within the 10-minute time. Yeah. And that's why they were like, okay, we'll just give you a new ticket and ride.
Yeah, right? I guess. I
mean, okay.
Even if he had missed it anyways, they would have pre-routed him.
Like, okay.
It would have been fine. But, yeah, so he's feeling travel shy.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Which I can get, you know.
Traveling. I kind of like it, but I also kind of don't like it, so.
Yeah, I started looking. I might have a night in London in June, so I was looking at what stage plays are showing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there must be something good.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff that's
good. Make sure you look on the outskirts, too. That's where we got to see the ocean at the end of the end of the lane.
Yeah. Yeah, the best movie, the best
stage show we
saw.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Wacky. Absolutely wacky.
Yeah, wacky's the word for it.
All right, so listen, we have done our best to not talk about Joker Folie à Deux.
The Folly of Ducks, yeah.
Yes. I'll probably go see it.
Yeah.
Probably. You know, just out of morbid curiosity.
I'm wondering if it isn't. I mean, I'm sure that it all takes place in one of their heads, like all the musical crap.
Or both their heads.
Maybe, right. But I would imagine one more than the other. If it's, like, the musical stuff wouldn't be happening to them in both their heads at the same time. That seems like an odd thing.
Maybe.
Obviously, you know, Flex got some squirrely crap going on in his head, but I'm wondering if the musical stuff is not going on in Harley's head.
I don't know.
That character seems like she could be, you know, full of, like...
Song and dance,
Broadway stuff, yeah. Going on
yeah, maybe it'll like I find it hard to believe that this will be a $1 billion movie. I really find that.
Yeah,
hard
but
to
we
believe.
Were flabbergasted. The first one was a $1 billion movie.
True,
it was a bit of a hard watch. I'm still not sure what the demographic was that was like, oh, gotta go see the Joker 4 times. I mean, who?
I don't know. There's some angry dudes out there.
But
like, he speaks to me. That's my Joker.
No, I don't know, man.
Not my Joker, yeah. But somebody's Joker.
Somebody's Joker, definitely. I'm still. That still just absolutely blows me away happened.
I've got to be persnickety here. I have to find out exactly how much that movie made. I know it's over $1 billion.
I know,
but
crazy.
Yes, Joker. Joker. Joker
this
from 2019, a 5-year-old movie.
This is one of those blank check situations.
Yeah.
Someone is like, this Joker, it's a gold mine.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do for the second one.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
You got any ideas for a Joker 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got ideas, all right.
Get me a Joker 2.
$1,078,000,000.
So it just made it over $1 billion.
Well, if you consider $78 million
well,
just over.
In the context of $1 billion, yes, I do.
It's a rounding error.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's the interest on $1 billion.
It didn't quite make it to another 100 million. No, actually, you're right. That's not just over. $1 billion, like 5,000 would be just over.
Yes.
But
I would even give you like 5 million.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just over $1 billion.
I mean, there's some movies that have come out just recently that would love to get $78 million out of their box office. Yeah, yeah. The Marvels.
All right, now we need to see what the Marvels made. Box Office Mojo. Yep. Just to see. The Marvels. The Marvels. You're going to be shocked.
It was over $78 million, huh?
Domestically, it made $84
million. Oh, fantastic.
Worldwide, it made $206 million.
Yeah, that's not so bad, I guess.
Well, if it costs $200 million to make, then it's the worst thing ever.
And when you say worldwide, you're including, that includes the domestic
correct
box office.
Domestic and international all of it put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
True that.
Yeah. Let's see what Madame Web. I almost went back and watched Madame Web. I think it's streaming somewhere now.
You almost went back, and what would possess you to do this?
Just this morbid curiosity.
Kind of get another view of it, see if maybe there was something to it that you were missing.
See if the size of the screen makes a difference.
I can almost guarantee you, in this particular case, it does not.
No, worldwide,
100,254,000. There you go.
So just over.
Right.
Just over.
Just over a million. Yeah, 100 million. Just over a million. A single. Yeah, 100 million. Just over 100 million.
But it probably cost $200 million to make.
Probably. It had Sydney Sweeney in it.
Somebody's getting fired for that one. That's the problem, man. No one's getting fired.
No one's getting fired. They're just not getting rehired. That's the thing. That's how it works. And that we say Hollywood, but I don't know. Sony probably makes their movies in Hollywood.
What are you doing? What's going on? Hello.
It's a Japanese company. I'm just assuming that. Yeah. I'm jumping to the conclusion that maybe they produced some of that movie in Japan, but they would not.
Probably not. Don't be ridiculous. All right, so listen, are we moving on to news?
Yeah, yeah.
What news
the
do you
less
have?
Said about Folly of Ducks, the better.
until Monstover.
Until Monstover.
When we go see it, and we're surprisingly uplifting. Yeah.
Surprisingly, I'm going to call it, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but I'm going to say it, scariest movie of the year. It's a total horror fest.
Yes. So, what news do you have?
Oh, CinemaCon just happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What happened at CinemaCon? CinemaCon.
Lots of teasers and trailers that we don't get to see for a while.
I see a Deadpool and Wolverine poster.
Oh, of course.
Does that wet your whistle at all?
No, it doesn't. Is that the one where it's a heart broken into one half?
No, it's just, it's basically just Deadpool standing in front of Wolverine, like both of them having their weapons out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Gotcha.
It's correct.
Yeah, it's going right up on the wall, that one.
Mm-hmm.
You said it. Now, there was a couple of interesting things. There was some stuff from Henry Cavill about the Highlander reboot.
Is he doing a Highlander?
Yep.
Why?
You didn't know about that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, that's been in the works for a while.
Why would he do that?
Well, he already learned how to sword fight for The Witcher, so,
why not?
Why not hire him?
Is he going to sling down?
Save some money on that deal.
All right, so who's the modern-day equivalent to...
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
What was his name? He was Spanish. Dave Bautista.
No, you need an elder statesman.
He'd be a good Kurgan, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a remake like that.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Why not?
Bring him in as a Spaniard.
No, I don't know, man. I don't think he's got the bulk,
of a
bulky
Sean?
Dude. Yeah, yeah. Besides, these are people who are supposed to be like. Immortal, so you don't want to bring in an old dude.
Connery was an old dude.
I know, that was a bit of a problem,
Well, depends on when it really kicks in.
Well, we assume it kicks in when you first get killed or something.
Yeah,
and that's if you're older when you first get killed, that's the age you stay at.
He died of dysentery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
when you walk through him,
you get a farty smell. A farty smell.
Who would be? Maybe Gilbert Gottfried.
Fantastic. Well, sold in the room.
Danny DeVito. He's dead.
Danny DeVito. Unstoppable Danny DeVito.
Danny's not dead.
Yeah.
Gilbert is.
Well, why are we picking dead people to play a part in this movie? I don't understand the criteria here.
I don't know. I'm just pulling names out of thin air.
Well, you know who my choice would be. for that part. Michael Fassbender.
It's always Michael Fassbender.
It's always Michael. He played. Rahul Kohli. Rahul Kohli would be good.
Playing a Spaniard.
Playing a Spaniard. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. All right, I'm going in for the French toast.
Oh, man, you lucky son of a gun. Yeah.
A son of a bitch.
I would not say that to you, where you can hear me.
You want to smell it, at least?
No, I smell the... Or they smell delish.
Yes, you don't want it.
And I think mixing with your Guinness Stout foam will probably give you, like, a great taste sensation. The two great tastes that go great together, really.
You can't. Well, you know, it's like French toast that's just a little bit of Cajun seasoning.
Delicious French toast and bitter-ass stout.
Yummy.
Every time I have French toast, I'm pouring some bitter-ass stout on it. That's what I'm doing.
All right, what other news do you have?
Oh, this is fantastic. Guess who is making not a reboot of Back to the Future, but an homage to Back to the Future?
Yeah, I heard. With Timothy.
Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, even if you didn't, you could guess. Who's the greatest...
JJ.
Who is the greatest Tomb Raider of already existing IP in existence?
Yeah.
He's going to F that up.
How could they do that? Like, there's no way.
Yeah, that's why it has to be an homage. I was reading the article and they said that like Zemeckis and everybody
else. They're not
agreeing to that. No, they kill every... Anytime reboot talk comes around, they kill it. Like, they're like, it's not happening.
Why would it happen?
No. That's as close to a perfect movie you're ever going to get.
Yeah. And it's a time travel movie. And that's so I know. Saying something for me.
I can't even believe that you could make a time travel movie that good.
Yeah, it makes a middling stage play, though.
I thought it was actually quite enjoyable.
I didn't say it wasn't enjoyable. It was just, like, you walk out of there wondering, like, I could have been watching the movie.
Yeah, no, well, that is, you watch out of there going, that was good. I can go watch that movie again.
Yeah. Doing a Super 8-style homage.
But well, that was the thing. Super 8 was a more sort of gritty, you know, action-y. So how are you going to do that with a Back to the Future?
Yeah, what's the homage?
Yeah, if you're going to do that, then it's not, you don't want Timothy Chalamet, you want Chris Pratt.
He wants to sleep with his aunt this time.
He wants to murder her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Here's one. The best and worst Adam Sandler movies.
Ooh.
Should we look at this? Is this a list to rile you up?
I don't know, because I think they're pretty well established. Although we'll see, like, if they get... Because Hubie Halloween's going to be number one worst, right?
Below is the definitive list of the best Adam Sandler movies of all time based on our unbiased giant freaking movie score calculations.
Yeah.
What do you think the number one
definitive
is?
Definitive, my left, you know.
What do you think the number one best
my
all-time...
My left, Folly of Ducks.
All-time best Adam Sandler movie. What do you think it is?
All-time best Adam Sandler movie. Well, you know what I'm going to say. 50 First Dates.
Yeah, of
best
course.
Best of all time.
That's not what they said.
Of course not. Murder mystery.
No, they say Hustle.
Well, you know what? I was figuring it was going to be that or Uncut Gems. Or yeah. Isn't there a third serious movie that he did?
Spaceman.
Spaceman, that's coming out. Anger Management, isn't that a Sandler movie too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was supposed to be pretty good.
Uncut Gems is number two. Then we go to the Meyerowitz stories. I don't know that movie.
I think he's like an agent or something in the
Punch Drunk Love. That's a serious movie.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love.
Maybe.
The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
He's number five on this list.
Punch Drunk Love may have been the one I'm thinking of, and not Anger Management. Yeah. Anger Management might have been somebody else in that.
Rain Over Me.
I don't even know what that is.
Funny People. Happy Gilmore.
Wow.
Hotel Transylvania 3. Listen, we've still not gotten
Hotel
to
Transylvania
your...
Transylvania 3?
Yes.
Wow. Like, they skipped the first two.
Yeah.
That's the one I haven't seen. I guess I'll have to watch that one if it's
number,
like...
Number 10, Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, you mother... Oh.
Number 11, Spanglish.
I've never seen that.
Number 12, the all-time greatest Adam Sandler movies. Number 12 on this list below... Two sequels to Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
50 First Dates.
There you go. Lisa's,
number 12.
Lisa's up there on the list, right?
Yeah.
Definitive list.
It's right above Hotel Transylvania.
This is not a definitive list.
It is. Oh, wait a minute.
This list, in my opinion, is a folly of ducks.
Number 13, Hotel Transylvania. Mm. Number 14, Spaceman. Number 15, Hubie Halloween.
Wow.
This is amazing.
Yeah, see, we're not the only ones that love that flick.
Yeah. That's above Murder Mystery. It's above Anger Management.
It's above Waterboy.
It's above Billy Madison. It's above Big Daddy.
Is Waterboy even on that list?
Not yet. Men, Women, and Children. Shakes the Clown. Where's the Waterboy? Come on. This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit.
There's Click.
Click? Click is a terrible movie.
The Longest Yard. I gotta see. The Waterboy. Oh. The Waterboy is viewed by some as Adam Sandler's best movie, but doesn't hold up. I just watched this movie. It absolutely holds up.
This guy's definitive list. Yeah. You know what? I'm not drinking, so I'm having an easier time holding my tongue, but yeah. Geez, dude.
Yeah. Don't mess with the Zohan.
That's a mildly amusing movie, but it's somewhat ridiculous.
The worst movie on this list, mm-hmm. Coneheads, because it only has Adam Sandler in a small role.
Well, you're thinking, man, that did rile me up.
Yeah, all of that from J.J. Abrams.
That does sound like
all bad things.
That does sound like the kind of list he would write, yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. What would appeal to Timothy Chalamet to do an homage to Back to the Future?
Hopefully nothing. I'm hoping that guy can, like, read, like, he's got some taste, and that's why he's so hot right now, is because he's, you know,
yeah,
decent actor, and he picks good projects. Yeah. I think half the battle of being a known commodity in Hollywood and keeping your career going is being a good picker of projects. Yeah. People who get into that situation where they're bid only, like they don't try out for stuff, they only take what is, like, yeah, we did this for you. Well, that leaves them a very limited range, yeah, of choices, and I think you got to be out there looking for the stuff.
I guess.
And picking the good stuff.
I don't think he's a good homage to Marty McFly, though.
Mm-mm.
Who's a good actor for an homage?
Oh, Michael Fassbender.
Billy Dee Williams.
I don't know. Danny DeVito. Rahul Kohli.
Rahul Kohli would be a pretty good...
I can't wait to see Rahul Kohli in that lifeguard vest.
All right, what else do we got? What other stuff do we have?
Now, that was all that I got. Like, I get home from work, I jump on for 5 minutes, and then I get home, I have to cook dinner because my wife is too tired, and then I have to jump on and look at a couple trailers. Or previews, if you will.
Margot Robbie is making a live-action Monopoly movie.
That was one of the CinemaCon news things, too.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine.
Not a great follow-up to Barbie.
Well, who knows?
Like Monopoly. What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing? Are we going to have a little short dude with a bald head and a funny mustache?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like Margot Robbie.
I know somebody it does sound like.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Got to give him a white... whiten all his hair. He'll look more like the Penguin again.
Yeah. Here's a quote from it. Monopoly is a top property... pun fully intended. Mm-hmm. Like all of the best IP, this game has resonated worldwide for generations, and we are so excited to bring this game to life alongside the wonderful team involved in Lionsgate and Hasbro. This is going to be horrible. See, musicals work.
Yeah.
I just did a musical right there.
It was fantastic. That's a Nerds of a Certain Vintage, the musical. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes. Did you hear that...
We'll be opening up on Broadway before you know it.
That's right. Did you hear that Joel McHale and Chevy Chase got into a fisticuffs?
I saw a headline about him talking about the violence that occurred on set, but I didn't. Yeah. But if you're going to get into a fight with anybody, from the sounds of things, it would be Chevy Chase. He sounded like he was a
bit of a prima donna.
Yeah. A bit of an ass on the set.
Well, listen, at the end, like, I had a huge difficulty trying to explain to my daughter when we started watching Community that Chevy Chase was by far the most famous person on that show. Mm-hmm. By far. And she was like, what are you talking about? Donald Glover's on this show. Donald Glover became Donald Glover. Yeah. Chevy Chase came into this as Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, right.
Yeah, like, being a prima donna is, like, you know, he lived through the early Saturday Night Live, like,
Yeah, there's a probably a period in his life where he could be a prima donna, but now is not that time. So, or
yeah, but do you ever grow out? Like, if you become a prima donna, do you ever really grow out of that? Do you think?
If you're not a complete dumb shit, because that's the thing, you're never as popular for the whole of your life.
Yeah,
like Jack Nicholson. I mean, yeah, he's huge and all, but like if you saw him in a bar, would you be like, I could give a shit about going up and saying hi to him or trying
Absolutely.
To get it. Really?
Yeah, I would, like, why would I? No, are you asking me would I want to go up and get his autograph?
Yeah.
No, of course, because that's not the person I am.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that to, like,
yeah, yeah.
There's very few people that I would want to get.
I'm the same way.
Top of that list, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, right there,
if
man.
If I saw Danny DeVito,
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have him, sign my chest.
Yeah.
If he could reach that
out. Yeah, I'm gonna. Can you put this lipstick on and kiss me on my chest? I'm going to have a tattoo done over it.
I can't wait for my children to listen to this particular episode. Mm. No, I mean, listen. But also, Chevy Chase, people who get that famous in, like, the 80s and 90s,
mm-hmm.
like, I could imagine that there's a certain bit of insularity to it that if you're already kind of predisposed to being a prima donna,
right,
you're not coming back from that. It's like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
like,
you could be right.
I mean, Arnold didn't seem to be like a prima donna even at his height, like,
yeah,
you know, and so nowadays he seems like a decent dude. Jean-Claude Van Damme always seemed like a dick.
Right? Yeah, can't yeah. argue with you there.
Yeah, yeah, come at me, bro.
Cash me outside.
Yeah. I have another listicle, if you want.
Sure.
8 things no Marvel fan wants to accept about the MCU.
I looked at this.
Did you? Did yeah. you actually read the list?
I did.
All right. Earth 616 is kind of dull.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't disagree with a lot of the things he said. And he's like, they don't want to admit this. No, we're totally fine with admitting it. More and more every time another dumb movie comes out. We're like, yep.
Yeah. The problem...
Some of the stuff... You go through the list of some of the stuff I don't agree with. But that, you know... Number one, I don't even know why you picked that Earth, you know, except for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, why are you trying to represent the Earth from the comic books? Particularly since a lot of the storylines come from the Ultimates,
mm-hmm.
which was not on Earth 616.
Right.
So, and that's Nerd Corner.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Welcome to Nerd Corner. Find yourself a seat.
Pedantic is what we do.
Lord. Number 7, they dropped the ball on Spider-Man. I don't think they dropped the ball on Spider-Man.
But read it. Read what he says.
Objectively speaking, Marvel Studios' Spider-Man trilogy is excellent.
Nope.
They're all really good movies.
No, they aren't.
Spider-Man No Way Home is arguably among the best MCU
what
movies ever made.
What are you talking about?
However, it's hard to ignore the missteps made over the years, from Peter Parker's over-reliance on technology to the absence of his classic villains. The MCU has not delivered the perfect version of Spider-Man.
Yep.
While he's in better hands with Marvel Studios and Sony Pictures, let's not pretend Marvel Studios' creative direction for the web spinner has been without fault.
Yes. Have to agree.
I'm not going to say that it's not without fault, but, like, I'm okay without having freaking Norman Osborn. I'm okay without the Green Goblin. Like,
pretty much all of them, though.
Soup?
It is. It's broth. It's chicken broth, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get... Like Sandman, you don't get Electro, you don't get any of that stuff.
Well, you did in the most recent movie.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Good point.
See? Hey, welcome back to Nerd Corner. Number 6 on this list. We're counting down from 8.
Yep.
The timeline makes no sense. Come on. It's a complex fucking story that you're telling. Of course you're gonna build in some weirdness.
It didn't need to be, though. That's the point, is that they that's why they grabbed onto this multiverse stuff.
And yeah,
they totally wrecked it.
All right, I'm gonna just read these things since we got plenty of time in this episode. Marvel Studios can release books and use Disney Plus. Are they releasing books?
They probably mean comic books.
Okay. and use Disney Plus to try and explain the MCU's timeline all they like, but it still doesn't make a lick of sense.
Not a bit.
The blip has only served to complicate things, and with more projects now than ever before, it's only getting worse. There's a rough order to the movies and TV shows, which is a useful guide. It would just be foolish to put too much stock in any of that. We'll give them credit for trying. Just look at Nick Fury's big week, and it can't have been easy for the studios over the years. To pretend Marvel Studios are master storytellers in this respect, though, would be a big leap.
Yes. They're terrible storytellers.
Well, storyline-wise.
Yeah. That's the thing. You and I both said it. If they would go with smaller storylines and not make everything a galactic damn thing, then you can weave this stuff together. That's kind of what happened with the comic books. They weren't big world-ending stories that, like, oh, where were the Eternals when
why wouldn't Thanos the Avengers there? Show up? Why wouldn't Thor show up during, like...
Yeah.
Like, what's he got going on so...
Yeah.
Like, he's not, so busy.
But that,
he's just spending the year sitting on his damn throne.
Yeah. Exactly. But Loki's not warming it up.
Marvel Studios peaked with the Avengers. Maybe. I mean, I think... Did Civil War come after that? Did... Captain America Winter Soldier come after that?
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff. I'm not sure what he means by that they picked with the Avengers. Maybe he means with that whole storyline that ended with Endgame or something.
Maybe. This is what he says. This may seem like a bold and unfair statement, but allow us to explain. He's using the us. The royal
us. Yes, the royal we.
There have been heaps of incredible movies released by Marvel Studios since 2012. Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, and Avengers Endgame all instantly come to mind.
Oh my god.
However, out of a rare few examples, the latter's portal scene is one of them. Has the MCU ever recaptured the same magic of seeing those different superheroes assemble on screen? It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see Captain America share the screen with Iron Man and Thor battling the Hulk. Well, it was mind-blowing. A great many cool moments have followed, but this achievement, even if the movie itself wasn't the best one, remains unmatched.
Yeah, he's reaching.
Yeah. The X-Men and the Fantastic Four are coming too late.
True enough.
I don't know. They could be here to save the thing.
Well, I don't know. I think they've already poisoned the well, man. There's no faith that they're going to do a good job with it, so, you know, that they're going to have to fight past that.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to deliver big for people to be like, nope, this is just another misfire.
Yeah, here's what it says. When the Disney-Fox merger went through, comic book fans couldn't help but be excited over the prospect of Marvel Studios regaining the rights to the X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Very true, very true.
That was 2019.
Yeah.
5 years later, we're still a year away from the Fantastic Four and have only X-Men 97 and a few mutant references to show for those characters.
Right.
We expect there to be plenty of great movies and TV shows in the years ahead.
No, unfortunately, we don't.
Unfortunately, it feels like it's all happening too late. Any sort of Avengers versus X-Men project won't hit the same without the original six Avengers. Mr. Fantastic will likely never share the screen with Tony Stark. I guarantee they will bring back. Like Robert Downey Jr. has already said he's willing to come back. And if they dumped a bunch of money on him and were like, listen, we need 5 minutes of screen time. You can be a hologram for all
we care.
Like
people are... I feel like there's a big swath of the fandom that seems to think that would be a big deal. Like they haven't poisoned the well so much that, we're all going to go back because Robert Downey Jr. is in this. I'm not going back. I'm going to be like, that's just a cheap gimmick. I'm not going back for that bullshit.
I would watch The Thing and the Hulk fighting, though.
You know, it once again, it depends. If a movie came out and you went and saw it and you came back and say, hey, it was really actually pretty good, I would say, I don't trust you. But I might think about it then.
It says, The Thing and the Hulk, they're never going to fight. Then again, all these issues could be solved with a reboot. Sure.
Yeah,
reboots go so well all the time.
Yeah.
Number three, there are too many characters. I could get that, yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think that's putting a nice face on the fact that they were badly written. You can have all the characters you want if you do a good job with them, but if you do a bad job with most of them, then way too many characters.
Yeah.
But that's all about the quality of your workmanship. It's not about the characters.
Yeah, but I didn't think Shang-Chi was all that bad.
Yeah. I didn't
Moon
either,
Knight
but
wasn't
I...
that bad. Like, the list that they've got here is, like, Ms. Marvel, not bad. Like, they did a pretty decent job with that show. It was a small-scale thing, other than the fact that, like, I couldn't get my head around why the bad guys were bad guys, and if it's just like,
once again, poorly written. I think most, that's the problem. You've hit the nail on the head with most of these shows. They're not bad, but when you start to drill into them,
yeah,
they're just not really very well put together.
Yeah.
Like the conceptually,
it's so schmoopsy, bro.
Yeah, conceptually, whoever was doing them didn't have a. It's like they're hiring people that don't like comic books and have no knowledge of the character and really don't care to get any. Like they're just sort of coming up with these sort of all over the place storylines based on some sort of loose premise.
Yeah,
it doesn't work out, and especially not if you're trying to build a larger universe that has some cohesiveness. That's a big no-no. So. But it can still, I think you could still do it. I think that's what Marvel did as a comics. It wasn't like they were planning out all of these interactive storylines. It's just that they did smaller stories. Like what was going on with the X-Men was not world destroying. It was just
something
going on.
Sometimes they just
went
to the mall.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, sometimes Spider-Man just played baseball. I just deal with it.
What? Spider-Man played baseball? Mm. I missed that one.
Yeah. Look, the DCEU was a mess, and that's something quite a few MCU fans took great delight in. I didn't take... Listen, I'm an MCU fan, but I didn't take delight in the DCEU being a mess. I just, like, I wish that they did it better. Like, get your stuff right. Even being completely non-biased, there's no getting around the fact that for a time the narrative was everything DC can do, Marvel does better. Despite that, you have to admit that DC has done at least some things better than Marvel Studios. Many superhumans feel more, well, super in the DCEU. The world itself is also more fantastical and comic book-like at times, and the adult vibe saw the franchise embrace R ratings long before Deadpool and Wolverine will later this year.
Yeah.
That has more to do with Disney than anything else, though.
Yep. Totally agree, but it's not. It still doesn't invalidate the point.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, but we've talked about this. I don't necessarily need to see a bunch of blood and gore. Like, that's what turned me off to The Boys and Invincible.
Well,
that stuff.
Like, well, and that's... And
gore
I think,
for gore's sake is not interesting.
Right, no, I agree with you, and that's the fine line. It's you shouldn't, like, say, we can't have that. We're family-friendly, you can't have that. That's the wrong move, too. It's like going too far one direction or going too far in the other. The Boys, you know, it had those shock moments which worked, but... They kind of lean on that too much, so it has to happen all the time, and it doesn't need to happen all the time. That for, you know, you would like a Marvel universe where it happens sometimes, because that's more realistic.
Moon Knight is a place where that should happen.
Potentially.
You know?
Potentially. There's certainly characters. Obviously, in Blade, you can't get away with a bloodless Blade. That would be absolutely absurd, but you almost think that that's part of the problem, along with other writing issues, is that they're trying to keep it bloodless. Don't do that. Stop it.
Well,
this is not your princess property. You have your princess properties.
Yeah.
And that's fine for that part of the segment. I said this last week. Part of the reason they bought Star Wars and Marvel was that they wanted to make more male-friendly properties to bring more men to the table in the fandom. They've got the female side all sewed up. But then they're all like, but no, we still have to... You know, we still have to feminize all this stuff. And I don't mean it that way. I just mean...
It's anodized, is what it is.
Yeah, that's
it's
probably
like,
a better
you
word.
Know,
yeah.
I have a difficult time understanding why Disney can't just be like, listen...
Just make the movie, man.
Make some violence in these things. Like, we get it. It's 2024 now. We don't have to just be the place where, like... Nothing goes wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can, even if they just said, listen, we're going to, for a certain time, didn't they have another production studio that they owned that was just like their R-rated stuff?
Well, they always said that they were going to do stuff and put it on
Hulu.
Wasn't
it Touchstone? Touchstone was like back in the 90s and 80s. That's where, I think Disney had some sort of another production studio that they put all of their more adult content. And, okay. And I would, here's what I'm kind of hoping, holding out hope for,
right.
Is that Disney will see that people are okay with Deadpool and will be like, this is why I'm kind of hoping that Deadpool 3 does well.
I don't even know why they have to learn that. I mean,
but
Deadpool did.
It's so ingrained in their culture that we are the place where we're trying to sell the perfect family-friendly experience. Yeah, the family-friendly experience.
Well, then you shouldn't have bought Marvel or Star Wars then, dude, because, I mean...
Yeah, they have money, though. Right. But it also helps them in their theme parks. In all honesty,
I guess, but, yeah, it's a double-edged sword. If you fuck it up, then it's not going to help you so much in your theme parks. People are going to boycott you. It always flabbergasts me the level of thinking that goes into this stuff. Like, let's buy it and then change it. Why did you buy it? If you didn't want it, why did you buy it? Make your own anodized version of it if that's what you want.
But a lot of the comic books are bloodless, too. Like, you know, they tell adult stories, but they do so in a bloodless way. Like, it's very rare you get a Wolverine or a Sabretooth that just literally... Like, I never understood how could you have Wolverine on screen and not have just blood everywhere.
Well, they did that more in Logan. Like, people were getting their arms and things cut off. I think that was part of what made Logan more respected Wolverine film than some of the other stuff.
Like, he's cutting people in half, and I'm like, that's just a big... blood bag. Like, blood should be everywhere.
Yeah,
like, that guy
too.
Should come out just drenched, blood head to toe.
Yep.
But a lot of the other stuff, like Captain America, like, he's all-American. I could totally... That totally vibes with Disney's ethos and philosophy and stuff. Peter Parker is the great American Boy Next Door, yeah. Who can never get ahead in the world. Yeah. Like, you know? All right, anyway,
under the bridge.
Number one on this list, its best days are behind it. Sure, you know, whatever. It does feel like it's run its course, and I don't think that simply rebooting and bringing in another Tony Stark and another Captain America is going to solve this. They've got plenty of characters that they could bring in who are potential tentpole characters.
Right.
Tony Stark was not, like, A-list... until Robert Downey Jr. kind of knocked it out of the park for him.
I would give more credit to what's his name who directed it?
Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige, no. No, don't do that. He did Elf, you know.
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Tony Vincenzo. I don't know. I can't remember what his name is. But, yeah, Happy Hogan.
Yes. It's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, vintage nerd brain. It's a terrible thing.
Directed by Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
Yes.
See? It's that French name. I can't remember French names.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. And as someone who's a fan of the characters of Marvel.
Right.
I'll buy into the fact that the MCU did it well for a while. And I'm a nerd, so I'm going to keep going to see those damn movies, you know. I will make fun of them endlessly if they're bad. Like,
right.
I would like to think that the conversations we've had would illustrate that I'm not just such a fanboy that I'm, Madame Web is actually all right. Like, it's underappreciated.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't need that. In fact, I'm tougher on some of those movies than you are.
Maybe.
Morbius? Come on, man.
Yeah. The fact that I am so irate about this, it will tell you something, because I am not hard to please.
Yes.
So.
Well.
I do go to stuff, and this is, you know, a lot about stuff like Moon Knight and these other things. When I watched it, I was absolutely fine with it. I thought it was pretty good. But, you know, then in retrospect, when I start thinking about some of the stuff that went on, I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense, and why would you do that? Like, specifically in Moonlight, why would you introduce the Mr. Moon Knight or whatever that guy's name is?
Yeah, the top hat wearing...
Yeah, whatever, the fancy pants.
The suited.
Why would you introduce Fancy Pants Moon Knight? You haven't even really introduced regular old Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand what the point of that is. It's, you know, it's just a bad move. And so, you know, in retrospect, I look and I'm just like, what are these people doing here, man? And that's... I think that's what happens, is I get more irate each time I recognize belatedly how they kind of messed up. And I'm just thinking, I don't I don't have any faith in these people as storytellers.
Well, I can't wait for, like, 10 years from now when we're talking about someone that really fucked up Dune. I can't wait.
Oh, you mean these movies?
Yeah.
Like, I will discover that there was...
No, not these ones, but, like, invariably 4 movies from now, they'll be like, oh, this is fucked up.
Yeah,
what are they doing?
Those first ones were so good. Except where they changed out things in the first one.
I was willing to deal with that.
Yeah.
I was okay with that.
I knew they had to do that to get a second one.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Now, 6 films in, I'm not so sure.
Yes.
Rapidus nerds, please.
Mmm.
I did that. You know what I call that? You know what I call that that audio clip?
What?
Wrap it up nerds icky.
It's a good name for it. I'm in favor of it.
Change approved.
Yeah.
Alright. Anything else you want to add? Any other news?
No.
No.
None.
I think we're done. We're wrapped it.
Yep.
We're wrapping this. Anyway, the dame has spoken multiple times, so it is time for us to wrap it up.
I did want to say one last thing.
What's that?
Shit's so loose, bro.
Shit is so loose, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to come out of that movie with Scarlett Johansson and just say, shit's so loose, bro. It positively wobbles.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Doink.
And I have been Da Doink.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are weird.